Enough studies. It's time for action to reduce youth homelessness in Nashville. That's the message behind a list of projects unveiled this week, like creating a new shelter that would be exclusively for people ages 18 to 24. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The typical homeless youth spends more than a year on the streets, and in that time, at least half are assaulted, raped, or robbed, according to federal data. But getting indoors is tough, with high housing costs and too few emergency shelters, like in Nashville, with 40 youth beds.
Clearly, 40 beds does not serve the needs of those populations.
That's Lisa Stetter with the Crossroads campus. She's among a team of nonprofits and metro departments known as the Key Action Plan, who want to create the first youth-only shelter with 80 more beds. Talks begin soon with private foundations to try to fund it. In the meantime, the nonprofits have set aside several low-cost apartments for young adults. That step helped convince a harsh critic of local homeless policies to become an ally.
From being homeless for 8.5 years, I have heard a lot of problems.
27-year-old Alex Smith is formerly homeless.
So for me, from somebody that basically came from the bottom of the barrel to now where I can peek my head over the barrel, it makes me so happy.
Smith says he also likes their idea of a new travel fund that would help reunite youth with their families. Some parts of the Key Action Plan, like training police officers who interact with homeless youth, have already begun. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.